Yeah, you know. Okay, bye.
Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon. This is Honey with Local Flash. Hi, Jacob. Hello?
Are you a real person or are you an AI robot?
Oh, no.
Can't tell anymore. Oh, you're a real person. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Because I can't even tell anymore. It's really crazy. Maybe it's what it's supposed to be like. But...
So, yes, I'm actually, I know I've been calling you for days, but yes, I've been really trying to reach you because, first I wanted to introduce myself. So again, my name is Honey and I am your account manager here at Local Splash. Basically my role here is to make sure that everything is fully set up on your account. And also I'll be in charge of making sure that all is set up. Ongoing updates are also given to you. And if ever you have like any questions or concerns or anything that needs to be done on the account will be, catered. So, basically you can look at me as your go-to person here. Now, each time you call our number, it will be directed to me right away. If in case you can't get me via phone, please do shoot me a text. I should be able to get it right away on my inbox so I can get back to you if in case you need my help on anything, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now, looking at your account right now, I see that we need to go ahead and complete the application form for your Google Verified campaign. Have you had the chance to go ahead and check on the application?
Then you guys asked or what you on the email.
Oh, it was sent via email. I can go ahead and resend it to you right now. So you'll have the latest copy. Okay, let me see. So the title of the email would be Google Verified Campaign Application Required.
Okay.
So, well, we can actually do it via call right now. I can fill it out for you if you like. So we can have it done.
Okay.
Okay, let me just open the file here. So I'll just be asking you a few questions. Let me just open it. Okay, there you go. So let me fill out. Okay, first name and last name would be Jacob Von der Haig. Did I pronounce it right?
Kind of.
How? I'm sorry, could you kindly repeat that?
I said it's all the same.
How do you pronounce that one? The last name.
Von der Haig.
Von der Haig. Ah, okay. Von der Haig. Okay. And let me see here. So the email address that I'll put here would be the vojackd34@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Business name would be Professional Home Maintenance Ohio LLC. Physical address, let me see. Let me just fill out everything that I can fill in.
I looked at your guy at the website that was built. Mm-hmm. I got a link to it, and it's all jacked up. It has the wrong state, the wrong address. How do I edit that thing? Is that you guys edit it because you own it, or how does that work?
Oh, sorry, which one? The website.
That website that was built. It's all jacked up.
Oh.
It's wrong state, wrong address. But I mean, it's not even live yet. So I mean, at this point, it's not live. But do I have to get my own hosting for it, or do you guys have you guys offer hosting as well? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we do offer hosting services.
I'm going to go through GoDaddy. And mm-hmm. It would be cheaper if I was going through GoDaddy, but I'll do that.
Yeah, that's possible. But upon checking here, we are still creating the website. It's still in process. Now, after we have actually created it, if we usually do, for example, you wanted to make revisions on it or you don't like the website, totally not what you wanted, we can go ahead and arrange a collaboration call with you and our website team, because we wanted to create a website of your liking. So we will go ahead and have a collaboration call, make sure that we create the one that you like. Right now, so right now we are still creating it. Once it's done, please review that one. We'll send you a notification and then let us know. Okay?
Yep.
All right, perfect. And now, Jacob, I wanted to ask, what year was the business established?
Last year.
That will be 2024. Oh, no, 2025. Yeah, we start 2026 now. Okay. And do you have an employer identification number or EIN number?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay. I will be requiring that one. I'm ready when you are.
Said EIS.
Mm-hmm. Yes, employer identification number.
Ready for it?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
33.
Mm-hmm.
361.
Mm-hmm.
7328.
Okay. 33-361-7328.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then the state of, or the state where the company is actually registered is in the state of Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, I will be requesting you to provide this copy of the certificate of insurance.
Sure.
If you could kindly email that to us, or you can log into your dashboard and then go to business information at the lower section, or if you go to the like lowest part of it, there will be like documents, so you can upload the documents there.
Okay.
And then, do you have a business license number?
That wouldn't be your LLC number, would it?
Let me see if they're actually the same.
Because I don't have a business license. I've got an LLC.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an LLC number on here. If it's the same, I'm not real sure.
Let's see. Let me just check your service is what type of license we actually require.
It's a Secretary of State number is what it says here. That's probably not what you're looking for.
Not each. Because depending on the type of service that you do, let me just quickly check here. So you do pressure washing?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
I don't think you really need a license. I don't think.
Should do.
It's from the EPA, but obviously, if you're not throwing crazy chemicals into storm drains, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. We can actually put this one not applicable because there, yes, there are actually different other services that doesn't require license. So it's okay. Yeah. Go ahead and skip that one. Anyway, if in case Google verify or Google will actually require that one, we will go ahead and get. I will be the one to follow up with you. And then also, do you have a state issued business registration?
Where is that? From the state?
Mm-hmm, yes.
A
state issued business registration.
I got a document number on my civil hire certificate from my LLC. Mm-hmm. Is that talking about?
Would you be able to email us the copy so we can check?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, because I don't see anything on this form that says it.
No, it's okay. If you could kindly send it to us, and then I'll have our Google Verified expert to check on the document.
Okay.
And then, is your business BBB accredited or Better Business Bureau accredited?
Nope.
Okay. And then, let's see. What's your monthly budget? Let me just review here very quick. Minimum monthly budget is $312. Okay.
Oh, the minimum?
Yeah, that will be your monthly budget. You will be starting from this one. Oh.
What?
This will be your initial budget.
That's an additional payment on top of what I'll be paying for the monthly service, or does that come with it?
I'm sorry.
Never mind. I'll look into it.
Yes.
I'll see what happens.
And then the list of locations, could you kindly tell me the locations that you wanted to go ahead and target for your Google Verified?
I'll just fill it out online because I got to get back to working on my drywall. This is taking longer than I thought, so I'll just go on the website and do it.
Oh, okay. No problem. Okay, no problem. So I did send you the copy or the form. Again, it's titled Google Verified Campaign Application Required. There is a link there, and then you can complete the application.
Sounds good. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jacob. This is your day. No problem. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.